The Syrian army continues its military campaign against foreign-backed insurgents across the country. Heavy fighting is underway north of the town of Maleha in the countryside outside Damascus. Syrian troops discovered a tunnel there that stretches from the town of Douma to Adra. The tunnel was used by militants to transport weapons and as a hiding place. On August 14th, Syrian troops recaptured Maleha, which had been held by the militants for more than a year. The town is on the edge of the eastern region of Ghouta, near the capital's international airport. The Syrian government is seeking to secure more agreements with opposition groups in certain areas as it looks to direct its efforts against the ISIL terrorist group. The government has offered to rehabilitate former insurgents as part of the agreements. Press News' Alaa Ibrahim tells us more.
A final meeting before a breakthrough. These are members of the National Reconciliation Committee in Basime town west of Damascus, the last in a series of towns where insurgents in control agreed to enter into talks with the government. The deals include a ceasefire, admitting the former insurgents into rehabilitation centers, and sending aid packages to the gunmen who agreed to turn over their weapons on a gradual basis.
One of the main challenges is dealing with the insurgents themselves, how to allow them to re-enter the community. Integrating the once bitter fighters into the society again, along with their families, is no easy task. But the government is sparing no effort.
Here in this rehabilitation center, the government asked us to refer to the former gunmen as misled individuals in what seems to be an effort not to offend them.
I helped many people turn themselves in, and they came to this center where they are given help to stay away from the fighting.
Psychological support is essential in this center. As soon as the former fighter signs his name, an extensive psychosocial support course begins.
Most of the people we see here have committed atrocities and lived under extreme conditions, whether it is siege, bombing, or daily fighting. The society sees them as perpetrators of acts that inflicted damage, but in a way they are damaged themselves.
Fighters here come from different insurgent factions, different backgrounds, and various areas.
I came here willingly after the Tekfiris reached where I was fighting in Idlib. They beheaded people, and I realized that they are the enemy and not the government.
The war will never end if you don't understand we are the ones who are supposed to stop it. I have my objections against the government, but these problems are not grave enough to kill or fight over.
The Syrian government is betting on settlements and rehabilitation of fighters to concentrate efforts on fighting foreign militants, a plan that many say won't be easy to pull through. Alaa Ibrahim, Press TV, Damascus.